Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. Today we will focus on chapter 23, the first of several chapters that derides the false prophets. This chapter opens with a woeful lament against Israel's ineffectual and corrupt leaders that sow division and confusion and ultimately disaster on the population they were supposed to unite and protect. Hoy roim me'abdim u'mefitzim metzon mariti, ne'um Hashem. Lachen ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael al haroim haroim et ami. Atem hafitzotem etzoni ve'tadichum ve'lo fekadetem otam. Hineni poked alechem et ro'am al alechem, ne'um Hashem. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares Hashem. Therefore, so says Hashem, the God of Israel, to the shepherds who lead my people, you scattered my flock and drove them away and did not count them. So now I'm holding you to account for the evil of your deeds, declares Hashem. Note that the translation fails to capture the ironic alliteration between the words roe, shepherd, and roa, destructive evil. Similarly, there's a deliberate wordplay on the word lifkod, to count, and to be held accountable, which is also the root for tafkid, the responsibility attached to an appointed position. To a degree, the condemnation of political and spiritual leaders absolves their naive followers from some of the blame. Therefore, Hashem pledges to eventually gather the misguided, the alienated, and the lost Jews, and provide them with new and reliable leadership in verses 3 and 4. Va'ani akabetz et she'erit tzoni mikol ha'aratzot asher hidachtim otam sham. V'hashivoti yeten al nevehen ufaru v'rabu. V'hakimoti alehem ro'im v'ra'um v'lo yir'u od v'lo yechatu v'lo yipakedu, ne'um Hashem. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries to which I had driven them, and I will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend to them, and they will no longer be afraid or trembling, nor will any be missing, declares Hashem. Moreover, Hashem pledges that in some time in the future, Am Yisrael will have a revival under the guidance of the true Mashiach in the following verses. V'hine yamim ba'im ne'um Hashem, v'hakimoti le'David tzemach tzadik, u'malach melech v'hiskil, v'asa mishpat u'tzdaka ba'aretz. Be'yamav tivasha Yehuda v'Yisrael yishkon lavetach, v'ze shmo asher yikre'o. Hashem Tzidkenu. Days are coming, declares Hashem, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Yehuda will be saved, and Yisrael will live in security. This is the name by which he will be called, Hashem, our vindicator. Abarbanel clarifies that one should not err to imagine that Melech HaMashiach will be named Hashem Tzidkenu, which is erroneously translated as Hashem is our righteous Savior, and conflates the human king with God himself. He points out that the Mashiach is known by several names or titles. Among them is Tzemach Tzadik, to indicate the righteous and rightful heir from the family tree of David HaMelech, as opposed to the corrupt Tzidkiyahu placed on the throne by the Babylonians.
Malbim elaborates that this message of hope also foretells that only in the distant future, with the coming of the Mashiach, will Yehuda be truly saved. And then they will be redeemed along with the scattered remnants of Mamlechet Yisrael, known as the Ten Tribes. The Second Commonwealth of Yehuda, established after 70 years in Babylonia, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, provided a measure of freedom and sovereignty only to the descendants of the Judean kingdom. They enjoyed full independence intermittently, as the newly constituted country was initially a protectorate of Persia, and later it was colonized by the Hellenic Empire, and subsequently by the Roman Empire. Furthermore, that return to Zion did not include the ingathering of the 10 tribes scattered by the Assyrian Empire. As our chapter continues, a refreshing breath of reviving air is provided when Yirmiyahu gives us a vision of Kibbutz Galuyot, the complete ingathering and final salvation of the 12 tribes of Israel that will outshine the redemption from Egypt in verses 7 and 8. Lachen hine yamim ba'im neum Hashem. ולא יאמרו עוד חי השם אשר העלת בני ישראל מארץ מצרים. כי אם חי השם אשר העלה, ואשר הביא את זרע בית ישראל מארץ צפונה, ומכל הארצות אשר הדחתים שם, וישבו על אדמתם. Days are coming, declares Hashem, when people will no longer say, as surely as Hashem lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. But they will say instead, as surely as Hashem lives, who brought up the descendants of the house of Israel out of the land of the north and out of all the countries to which I had banished them. Then they will live in their own land. But in the interim, Yirmiyahu's heart breaks as he sees and hears his people rushing blindly towards the chasm, as they are deluded by false prophecies. Lanevi'im, nishbar libi bekirbi, rachafu kol atzmotai, hayiti ke'ish shikor ke'gever avaro yain, mipnei Hashem u'mipnei divrei kodsho. Concerning the prophets, my heart is broken within me, all my bones tremble, I'm like a drunken man, like a strong man overcome by wine, because of Hashem and his holy words. The prophets and the Kohanim, who knew better and were well versed in Torah, were supposed to exhibit moral clarity, but they desecrated their positions. Like the king and the royal court derided in the previous chapter, they proved to be corrupt and self-serving. And instead of guiding the people to the laws and ethics that distinguished Am Yisrael, they reinforced narcissistic ideologies that rationalize sensual gratification regardless of the consequences. Thus Yirmiyahu describes in verses 10 through 11, Ki mena'afim ala ha'aretz, ki mipnei ele avla ha'aretz, yavshu ne'ot midbar, ותהי מרוצתם רעה וגבורתם לוחן. כי גם נביא, גם כהן חנפו, גם בביתי מצאתי רעתם, נאום השם. The land is full of adulterers. Because of false promises, the land lies parched, and the desert oases are withered. The prophets run an evil course and wield their power unjustly. Both prophet and priest are sycophants. Even in my temple I find their wickedness, declares Hashem. Therefore Hashem condemns the feckless leaders in Jerusalem, who speak in his name but tell the powers that be what they want to hear. He compares them to the soothsayers of the Baal, who led astray the kingdom of the 10 tribes, which was consequently eradicated by the Assyrians about 130 years before Yirmiyahu's time. Ubinviei Shomron ra'iti tifla, hinabu babal, vayat'u et ami et Israel. Ubinviei Yerushalayim ra'iti sha'aruria, na'of vehaloch basheker. וחזקו ידי מרעים לבלתי שבו איש מרעתו. היו לי כולם כסדום ויושביה כאמורה. Among the prophets of Samaria, I saw a repulsive thing. They prophesied by Baal and led my people, Israel, astray. And among the prophets of Jerusalem, I saw something scandalous. They commit adultery and live a lie as they strengthen the hands of evildoers, so that not one person repents his wickedness. They are all of them like Sodom to me. The people of Yerushalayim are like Amorah. From here on, this lengthy chapter warns the people to shun not only the magicians and idolatrous oracles, but also the prophets who assuage their fears with rosy predictions and absolve them of guilt even when they explicitly violate Torah law. Thus, in verses 16 and 17, Hashem admonishes those who rely on fortune tellers that tell them what they want to hear. Koh amar Hashem Tzvakot, al tishme'u al divrei hanevi'im hanib'im lachem. מהבלים המה אתכם, חזון ליבם ידברו, לא מפי השם. אומרים אמור למנעצי, דיבר השם, שלום יהיה לכם. וכל הולך בשרירות ליברו, אמרו לו, לא תבוא עליכם רעה. This is what Hashem of Hosts says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of Hashem. They say continuously to those who despise me, Hashem has spoken, you shall have peace. And to everyone who follows the inclination of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come on you. The hallmark of a reliable prophet is a man whose behavior is impeccable and consistent with halakha, who first and foremost tries to correct wrongdoing and preaches repentance from sin by pointing out the dire consequences that will surely befall those who refuse to do tshuva. Thus Hashem clarifies in verse 22, Ve'im amdu besodi, ve'yashmiu dvarai et ami, ve'yashivu midarkam hara umiroa malalehem. But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and turn them back from their evil ways and deeds. Thus, in the continuation of this lengthy chapter, Hashem clarifies the comeuppance of those who deceitfully speak in his name as they aid and abet the sinners defying God's laws. But how can the Jews, listening to Yirmiyahu, be sure that he is the true prophet? Can we blame the common folk who live through wars and radical shifts in power not to seek the advice and reassurance of prophets and priests who are learned and seem very religious? How can they resist searching for knowledge of the future and recognize the difference between charlatans and true prophets? The book of Yirmiyahu continues to delve into the problem of Navi Shekel in upcoming chapters. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.